Remember when we broadcast a number of years ago from something that was absolutely brand new at the time? It was called Roadkill Nights. And I remember saying, Paul, will you broadcast at this event out there called Roadkill Nights? I went, what is that? What is it you want me to broadcast? Roadkill Nights? Well, we did it, and we had a lot of fun. So now, as Henry Payne puts it in the Detroit News, I always like reading Henry. As Henry Payne puts it, get out the earplugs, pack up the children, and get ready to rumble. That's not the expression that we hear in any other place, but here in this newspaper column that I'm reading, and it's about Roadkill Nights. Woodward will shut down at the intersection of South Boulevard here on Saturday as Street Legal Racing takes over Metro Detroit's most famous street for the 7th annual Motor Trend Presents Roadkill Nights, powered by Dodge. No one happier about that than Tim Kuniskis, who we followed over the years with his growth pattern, as now CEO of the Dodge brand for Stellantis. Tim, nice catching up with you.
Good talking to you, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
I cannot believe it was 7 years ago that we did the very first broadcast for the very first Roadkill Nights event at M1, where you turn Woodward Avenue into a drag strip overnight and host a one-day car culture festival with legal street drag racing. But, man, has that ever gone over big.
Man, it's really become a thing. It shocked us, too. You know, see, now we invited you when it was actually nice. There was a year before that. This is actually the 8th year.
Oh.
The year before that, it was a little more grassroots. The year before that, we did it in the closed-down Pontiac Silverdome parking lot. And the parking lot was all dilapidated. There was potholes, everything. And we set up the event with only like a couple weeks notice, and 10,000 people showed up that year. And we're like, okay, we're on to something. And here we are, seven events later on Woodward. And it's now becoming part of the Woodward Dream Cruise kind of kickoff party. It's great.
Yeah, it is. I didn't remember that it had happened 1 year before that. And I'm kind of glad we weren't there the way you describe it there in the dilapidated parking lot.
it was sketchy. It was very sketchy. But it told us there was something there to work on.
Well, and you found out there was definitely something there to work on because people loved it. And they're going to love it again. And if you go, and I hope you do, the M1 Concourse, 164 South Boulevard West in Pontiac, it is all happening tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. 10 a.m., the gates open to the public. The event begins. Photo opportunities as muscle, vintage, classic cars enter the M1 Concourse. It really is a lot of fun. And frankly, this is, I hope it goes on long after we don't hear the roar of the engines because they're electric.
Oh, it this is a culture. This is a thing that is going to live, I believe, for a long, long time. Regardless of what moves the car, there's still going to be people that are passionate about cars.
That's a good way to put it. Because I'm feeling a little bad for those people who, for example, love the Hellcat, and we're learning that the Hellcat will probably go by the wayside.
They have nothing to worry about. This year, so Roadkill kicks off our Speed Week. That is the first day of our Speed Week, but it's a whole week-long celebration for us that leads all the way up to Woodward Dream Cruise next Saturday. And in the middle of there, we have three big announcements. So Monday night, we have an announcement at M1, Tuesday night, and then again on Wednesday night. Now, on Wednesday night, we're actually going to show everyone the future of what we believe is going to be the redefinition of American muscle. So your fear, Wednesday night, we're going to put it to rest.
All right. That's good to know. Hey, by the way, we're not going to go down this path, but the headline in the business section of this morning's Detroit News, court dismisses GM suit against FCA. Appeal circuit affirms ruling rejecting racketeering complaint. The dearly beloved Sergio, who was involved in all of this, Sergio Marchionne, or Marchionne, he used to say to me, is cleared now of any of the wrongdoing, and that's certainly good news. We like competition between all of you guys the different car companies, but we'd like to keep it as friendly as we possibly can and keep the competition out of the courtroom. So I'm glad that is behind you. What's your favorite muscle car right now that you guys still produce there at Dodge?
You know, I'd have to say the Challenger. The Challenger is the car that has the staying power that everyone remembers. It looks at it and they see the 1970 car still perfectly in today's car. And it's funny because everybody talks about that period of time as the golden age of muscle cars. And I love that period. Don't get me wrong. I love that period. I love those cars. But I believe we're actually in the golden age of muscle cars today. I mean,
wow.
you can get the car today right off the showroom floor with 800 horsepower. I mean, this literally is the muscle car wars happening right now.
Isn't that funny? You can get a car from the dealership without having to customize it with 800 horsepower?
Oh. Yep, 807 horsepower. That's our super stock.
Oh, my God. That is incredible. Well, that's just really something. Here's something that I missed out on. And 173,500 people wanted this job, and I missed out. Sean, you missed out. The 173,500 applications for the job known as, in fact, the very first chief donut maker for Dodge.
Yep. If you're going to have an intern, why not have one with a really cool title and a really fun job, right?
So, yeah, well, and a really cool salary of $150,000.
And a Hellcat to drive.
Oh, man. This is getting better every time I hear more about it. Now, what is the very first chief donut maker have to do?
Well, so we launched our business plan last year, and, you know, in typical Dodge fashion, our business plan is called Never Lift. Mm. And it was a 2-year plan that was going to show everyone how we're going to transition to electrification. And our idea was, look, we can't tell our 13 million fans how we're going to do this because it'll sound like a sales pitch. Let's hire someone from the community who is already a fan of the current cars. Let's bring them in and give them a peek under the tent, show them what we're doing, and let that person tell the community,
excellent,
hey, I've seen what they're doing, so it's coming from one of their own and not some corporate guy.
Excellent.
Kind of
very
them.
Excellent idea. Let's not forget it's at the M1 Concourse, South Boulevard in Pontiac, tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. Tim Kuniska, CEO of the Dodge brand. Don't miss, folks, Roadkill as we continue on WJR.